insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما.
Those will be awarded the chamber for what they patiently endured, and they will be received therein with greetings and words of peace.
The 75th verse of this chapter says, أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا Those servants of the Beneficent shall be rewarded with the high stations because they were patient, and they shall be met therein with welcome and salutations. So, as you have been previously with us, we have counted about 13 different attributes for the special servants of the Almighty Allah, or the so-called Ibadur Rahman, as the Holy Quran itself mentioned. From the 63rd verse up to now, different attributes were counted by the different verses of the Holy Quran. Ibadur Rahman, those true servants of the Almighty Allah, are the ones that walk on earth humbly. They answer peace when the ignorant address them, and they are the ones spending the night prostrating themselves before their Lord. They call out to their Lord and ask Him to avert them from the torment of hell because they know it has a very lasting affliction and it is an evil abode. When they want to spend, they are stationed between the two extremes of extravagant and niggardly. They do not call with Allah any other god. They do not slay the soul which Allah has forbidden, and they do not commit fornication. They are the ones who witness no falsehood, and when they pass by what is vain, they pass by nobly. They are not deaf and blind to the signs of their Lord, and they humbly ask the Almighty Allah to give the joy of their eyes from their wives and their offspring. And the last attribute, they want to be the imams for the pious ones. Now, after completing these attributes, these special servants of Allah, with their attributes, are referred to, and in a short conclusion, their divine reward is brought up. And it says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا Those servants of the Beneficent shall be rewarded with the high stations, because they were patient. The verse says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ They shall be rewarded with high stations. The Arabic word غُرْفَةَ means something that is picked up and consumed, such as water that man gets from spring or drinking. And then, this word has been applied to upper parts and stories of a building and houses. Here, it implies the best places of the paradise, the highest ranks available in paradise. So, since the servants of the Beneficent, Ibadur Rahman, with such attributes, are in the first row of other believers, their heavenly rank and position must also be the greatest and highest. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So these special servants of the Almighty Allah with their tributes are referred to, their reward is mentioned, and their reward is that they are in the highest stations in paradise. Of course, it must be noted that this high rank is given to them because they have been patient. Explicitly, the Holy Quran says, يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُ They were tolerant for the sake of Allah. It may be thought that this is another attribute of theirs, but it is not a new one. It somehow guarantees the fulfillment of the previous attributes. Because let's just consider it. Is it possible to worship Allah, to be humble, to be modest, to struggle with low desires and to stop vain witness without patience, without perseverance? Does not seem to be possible. This statement reminds one of the famous tradition stated by Imam Ali alayhi salam, who said, the relationship of the patience and tolerance with faith is like the relationship of the head with body. The survival of the body depends on the existence of the head because it controls all the limbs. It is located in the man's head, and so is the station of patience. So this Quranic word, sabr, has got an extensive concept which includes tolerance and resistance against the difficulties being on the path of the worshipping of the Almighty Allah. It means to be tolerant against the low desires. It means to struggle against them. If in some narration we read that its purpose is only poverty and financial weakness, they are, as we have said many times, the possible extensions, clear extensions of it, and they do not limit the extensiveness and the meaning of this word. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.